from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Linda, thanks for joining us.
Dom, as if I don't have enough pressure on me, then you go and say things like that.
Well, that's the best accolade I could give. I mean, come on. Now, you have been on the front lines of this, and I like how you pivoted at Mulligan's. I had a chance to read. I got a few lines through Seisler, et cetera. And Linda, in this case, does this have racial implications? In other words, it was a black progressive group that was bringing it. You know, and is the subtext, well, you know, a lot of people, they can't remember to put a date on here. We're going to count their votes otherwise, patronizing, that kind of thing. Or is it just pure politics?
Well, I do think the allegations are completely insulting. Those broad, sweeping allegations of who this dating requirement supposedly affects. I think that's insulting to say it would affect one racial group or older people. I mean, I don't know why voters aren't just running to the Republican Party saying, you don't patronize us. So I agree with you there, Dom.
This will get overturned on appeal, I think, at some level, some way, shape, or form. But it'll probably be after the election. Is that what you think?
Not necessarily, because the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania on the 27th of August actually issued new deadlines for how long election-related cases should take. So they really shrunk the time period. So hopefully this would get addressed before the election. But one of the reasons that you have me had me on today is because after I was on Friday, I was listening, and the next listener that you had on, he said a couple incorrect things. And I was madly texting Dan because I don't want voters to have incorrect or imprecise information. Whoever your guest was said, you know, now if they don't check the dates, they're going to start accepting ballots after Election Day. And that's just simply not true. All ballots, other than those that are military and overseas civilian, must arrive by 8 p.m. on Election Day. So this case does not change that.
Well, let me ask you, again, I'm in the camp that says the legislature, as long as it doesn't reach those various levels of scrutiny of the Supreme Court around race or something like that, can make whatever rules they want here. I guess it could be something so frivolous, maybe it would offend me too. Do we know why the legislature then wanted you to put the date on it?
Right. So that's been in the election code since we've all had absentee balloting, even before when you needed an excuse. The legislature said in the statute that you must fill out, date, and sign your ballot. That, it in effect, was a way to somewhat mimic what happens when you go to the polls on Election Day. You show up on the correct date.
Right.
You have to say your name to the person who's sitting behind the table. They look you up. So it's somewhat mimicking what happens on Election Day. In addition, it's your attestation that you actually filled out that ballot. It's protecting voters. And to have this judge issue an order, and if you notice, the order only said that Philadelphia and Allegheny County, that's the only two counties it affects. So it doesn't even affect the other 65 counties. So you're right in that this order, I would hope, would get turned over on appeal, and that this is just absolute judicial lawlessness.
Why only Philadelphia and Allegheny, Linda, do you know?
Because that's what was in the, that's who they sued.
Okay. I got you. So, McCullough was very good that on this whole thing. I loved her opinion. The composition of the court, I get it why Democrats would do it. What's your sense of a Jubilee on paper, a Republican? Why would they go along with this?
Okay, well, I'm going to be careful about not commenting on any specific judge, but okay. I am going to say that in my experience, just because you might have been of a certain of a Republican when you were elected or appointed to a seat does not necessarily mean you're always going to side with that party. And we've seen that again and again and again, unfortunately. What we need to elect in Pennsylvania are actual constitutional conservatives who believe that the legislature passes the laws and the judiciary interprets them but does not change them. And that's something that has to happen, and unfortunately not in a presidential year. In Pennsylvania, we elect them in odd years. And it's really, really disappointing when judges think that they can rewrite what the legislature did. But reality is, Dom, when a judge wants a result, they know what that result is, and then they can write their opinion to conform to that. And that is a sad state of affairs.
Now, in the same seat you were, our legal scholar expert, Mark Levin. I had him on when this happened in 2020. I think it was over the three-day arrival after the election. He said the legislature, clearly under the Constitution, has the power. They ought to just give direction to the counties. This is what you're to do based upon this. They could do that, right? I mean, what's the worst that can happen if people say, well, the Inquirer immediately, you are causing disharmony here with the courts and all people, you're above the law and all that. When we see exactly this activism, could the legislature take a stronger stance?
I think that our election code really needs to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Or trap pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
To be tightened up. I think that there is way too many provisions in it that are just, as we can see by the amount of litigation that happens, subject to interpretation, and it gives a pathway to a rogue judge to kind of expand what the legislature truly intended. But remember that even though the judges tried that in 2020, ultimately we did not count ballots after 8 p.m. on Election Day in 2020, because then it went up to the Supreme Court of the United States. So we did not end up counting those ballots. The Republican National Committee fought very hard to prevent that, and we did not count those ballots.
Now, I like how quickly you pivoted, because we didn't have the opinion in, so we couldn't critique it like today, to say the only thing or the best thing we can do is to get you more volunteers, more people that are going to be eyeballs on this, more people that are going to be out there watching what happens on Election Day and making sure to the best of our ability that this is going to be relatively fair.
Absolutely. ProtectTheVote.com. If you want to get involved, you go to that website. And Dom, I understand that people are obsessed by polls and the allegations of election shenanigans and predictions. And every day you see a new poll or you see something else on Twitter about this election. But it's Labor Day. It's go time now. And we cannot underestimate our opponent. We cannot underestimate what will happen. And I think I've said on your show before that the Eagles won the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. So to me, it doesn't matter who's on the other side. It matters what my side is doing. And we will win this election. We will put President Donald J. Trump back in the White House if the good and hardworking people of Pennsylvania who support liberty show up to vote. We cannot leave any vote on the table. And you know, Dom, I saw a statistic earlier that so far this season, the Phillies have had 1,203 hits, yet only 659 runs. Look at all the runners they left on base.
We oh, man, a critique of the Phillies. The Phillies are blowing the election here. My God.
But for the sports fans out there, like yes. When the Phillies leave runners on base, we can't leave voters on the table. We need every voter, every Republican voter to show up to vote. And that's why we're saying, look, we have this mail balloting option. That is the game that we're playing. So if there's any way that you think that you may not be available to vote on Election Day, get out and vote now. And when mail ballots are available, which will be at the end of this month, and it's going to vary county by county. If there's litigation over ballots, it could be just a little bit delayed. But once they're available, I'm a Philadelphia resident. I'm going to go to my election office, and I'm going to request a mail ballot, fill it out right there, and return it to them. And then I'm going to come on your show, and I'm going to explain to voters how easy it was, how I was able to cast my ballot and hand it right back, and how it never hit the mail. So I'm hoping to give voters confidence that they can also do that too.
You know what, Linda? That's a whole new avenue. And again, the beauty part of it is all those dollars are not chasing people that are probably going to vote 99% on Election Day. They're chasing the low propensity voter. That's where the game is. You snag some more of them. You know, it's awful that we have to chase people in a universe. I feel if you don't want to vote, to hell with you. You know what I mean? I don't want to chase you. But we can't win. And if we don't win, we can't change the attitude to get people back to wanting to vote. So we have to chase the people that are low propensity. And a lot of them...
Are
Trump, you know, Trump is the only one that brought him out in 2016, and sometimes they come out and sometimes they don't. But if they're chased more, we'll get more of them.
Right, but Don, I think there's a lot of excitement about this election. There's a lot of excitement to put Donald J. Trump back in office because people are hurting, especially people in Pennsylvania. And when I mentioned that Philly set, earlier in the summer they were leaving way more batters on bases than they are now, and now they're first. So that should be a lesson, and we can take that lesson to the voting booth. We cannot leave any voters behind. So if you have kids who are away at college, contact them, make sure that they ask for their mail-in ballot. If you have a family member, a friend, a neighbor who you think might have to travel on Election Day or might not be available for work or might have kid responsibilities, then help them apply for their mail ballot. Show them how to do it. You can just do it right online. You can request a paper application, or like I'm going to do and then explain to your listeners, you can go to your election board office and request one.
What are you doing that, Linda? Do you have a date that you think you're going to be doing it?
Well, under the election code, they can be available 50 days prior to the election, which would be September 16th. But they're not always available exactly on that date in every single county, because if there's litigation over who's on the ballot or who's not on the ballot, or they have printing problems, sometimes they're not available. So I'm going to watch it in Philadelphia, and as soon as they're available, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to explain how I did it. I did it in the primary. I walked in, I asked for my ballot, I filled it out, and I handed it back to them, and I knew that they got it. And then on the Secretary of State website, you can make sure that they have it if you put in your voter information. So there are ways to make sure that they have it. And that's important. And I understand that's important to voters.
That's a new avenue. Linda, thank you. And again, where do they go?
Protect TheVote.com or TrumpForce47.com. TrumpForce47.com is awesome because it's how you can get involved now, not just on election day. You can help get out the vote. And tomorrow night for our webinar, we're actually having a special guest, Kellyanne Conway, to talk right before we give everybody the training. But please go to ProtectTheVote.com or TrumpForce47.com or both. Volunteer. A member of our team will contact you, and we're going to put President Donald J. Trump in the White House. We're going to elect him in November, and then I'll see everyone at the inauguration in January.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Thanks for saving us a seat.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care, Don.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.